Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. It is a very bright, sunny day, and depending where you are, you're seeing a lot of sun, or either it's starting to get nightfall. And we're so glad that you're here with us today because you have mommy, daddy, grandma, grandpa, papi, aunt, uncle, aunt. Oh, I did that, didn't I? And we have friends. And guess what, boys and girls? We have a friend with us, and her name is Heidi. And Heidi's going to be talking with us, and she's so thrilled to be here because she's from California. Heidi.
Hi, how are you, everybody?
Oh, Heidi is so thrilled to be with us in bedtime because I know that some of you are going, oh, no, bedtime, that's the time that we don't want to go to bed. And we're going to hear all kinds of stories and all kinds of songs. And we might even hear from you. So if you want to get on the air and talk to us, make sure you call us at 914-338-0695. Because it's summertime. And you know what, Heidi? Summertime is a time that it's hard to get boys and girls to come in. Do you know why?
Because we like to play.
Oh, boys and girls, you like to play, and we have to call you in, and you're so full of energy because you could possibly be on the slide, or maybe even the swings, or maybe, what do you think?
I like to play hopscotch sometimes.
Oh, hopscotch, and I know there's some of you that like to play that too. You have to have so coordination to be able to hold up that one foot.
Yes, it's easy for me.
I bet you it's easy for you. But guess what, Heidi? We're going to have to call all the kids to come in, even if they're from the East Coast, and they may be ready to go to bed because the sun is coming down, or they can be on the West Coast where the sun is still in full bloom. But do you think we should call those kids in?
Yeah, let's try.
Maybe we'll get them in because we're going to have lots of fun. Don't you think maybe that could be the clue in how to get them to come inside?
Yes.
Well, boys and girls, let's decide what we're going to do. Because you know what summer brings? You know what summertime is? You know what summer? How do you even know that it's even summer? Heidi, do you know?
Oh.
Oh, boys and girls, that is a big, That's a big number. So I know Starfish was talking about how the kids aren't going to school, and now they have so much time on their hands. What do?
We play.
Right. And we read. Yay. We're getting it together. And I know, boys and girls, that is what you do, too. Just, you know, some of the other things that I do with some of my friends during the summer is we go on road trips to visit our relatives.
Yay!
And we go swimming just like Jaden and Kaden went. And so did Tony and who? His brother? Do you know his name?
Jaden?
Jaden and Tony. They go swimming and they love it. And we have, what else do you think someone, boys and girls do?
Well, sometimes we go and we have ice cream. And sometimes we play and ride our bikes and roller skate and skateboard. Those are fun things to do.
And summer is the best time because you have so much time. That's summertime. No school, just nothing to do. So I think the best thing that we do is we're going to have to do summertime somewhat like we do school time. We have to keep a schedule. Have you ever had a schedule?
For school we do, yes. I have to go to bed at a certain time, and I have to wake up at a certain time for school because I don't like to be late for school.
And, you know, we usually do when we're here to make sure that you keep those schedules, because if you don't keep the schedule, it's just so chaotic and no one knows what to do. And that makes everybody really very, very nervous. So what do you think we should do for bedtime, Heidi?
I don't know. Maybe we could read a book or take a bath. I like bath time.
That's a lot of things. How do we know what to do first? Well, you know what Starfish and I do? We have a bedtime list.
Oh, I like bedtime stories.
Yes, bedtime stories is one of them. But having a bedtime list, you know exactly what to do. Because one thing is, you have to wear something when you go to bed. So that, of course, is your PJs. And Heidi, what kind of PJs do you have?
I have PJs that have little butterflies on them. I like pink butterflies.
And you have to take a bath. You have to brush your teeth. You have to get some water. How do you know what to do? Well, that's what we're going to help you do. Here it goes, the bedtime list.
Mm-hmm.
And boys and girls, you out there, you know exactly what that is. If you've been following Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories at Neil's Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, you know exactly what to do.
Before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
With PJs on, I brush my teeth.
girls, look at that stuff. Listen, Heidi, what do you think of that? Do you know what to do now?
Yes, I certainly do.
So now, boys and girls, now that we know what the order should be, do you have those PJs? Do you have that special toothbrush? Do you have your water? Are you ready? I know you're going to have to take that favorite bath. But you know what? Summertime is a time that you definitely will have to, you might even have to take one or two showers or two baths because you're going to be playing pretty much all day. I've got this wonderful book, and it's called 5 Minutes Peace, because not only do you take a bath and something that you may look forward to with all those toys that you have in there and the bubbles that are just going all over the place, but mommies and daddies love taking baths too because it's peace time. Heidi, how is it when you take a bath?
I usually like to try and swim in my bathtub, and I have lots and lots of toys.
Oh, how did you find your feet?
I don't. It's kind of hard. My mommy helps me.
Oh, so boys and girls, you will not get lost because your mommy and daddy, they're right there to be able to help you find those little toesies and the fingers and behind the ears and all the things that you need to do. And it reminds me of a story called 5 Minutes Peace by Jill Murphy. Are you ready? We're going to start.
Yes.
Here it goes. And boys and girls, in this story, the children and the mommy and daddy are elephants. Imagine that, elephants taking a bath. Now the children were having breakfast. This was not a pleasant sight. You probably know that, boys and girls, when you have all of your brothers and sisters right there when you're getting ready to eat. Now, Mrs. Large took a tray from the cupboard. She set it with a teapot, a milk jug, her favorite cup and saucer, a plate of marmalade, toast, and a leftover cake from yesterday. She stuffed the morning paper into her pocket and sneaked off towards the door. Where are you going with that tray? Mom, asked Laura. To the bathroom, said Mrs. Larch. Why, asked the other two children. Because I want 5 minutes peace from all of you. Heidi. Well, it's telling us that it was bath time for dawn. Did you hear the chime?
I did.
And Mommy, can you imagine what if to have 5 minutes of peace from all of us? Coming up? Asked Buster as they trailed up the stairs behind her. No, said Mrs. Lars, you can't. What shall we do then? Asked Laura. You can play, said Mrs. Laura, downstairs. Now, boys and girls, now you know this is a little bit out of order because Mommy is going to take a bath while the kids are at home. Because that generally doesn't happen. Because you know what usually happens, Heidi?
No.
Well, the boys and girls are all gone to school. But now they're not going to school. Mm-hmm. So when does the mom take her bath? Well, let's find out. As Laura said, what shall we do then? Well, you can play, said Mrs. Larch, downstairs, by yourself and keep an eye on the baby. I'm not a baby, muttered the little one. I bet you, boys and girls, some of you do that too. The youngest one is always saying, I'm not a baby. Right, Heidi?
Yes, I'm not a baby.
Now, Mrs. Larch ran a teapot bath. She emptied half a bottle of bubble bath into the water and plunged right on her shower cap and got in. She poured herself a cup of tea and laid back with her eyes closed. It was heaven. Can I play my tune? Asked Lester. Mrs. Lars opened one eye. Must you? She asked, "Well, I've been practicing," said Laura, "and you, Lester, you told me to. I can. Please, just for 1 minute." "Come on, then," sighed Mrs. Lawrence. So Lester played. He played Plain Skull, Little Star. There and a half a time. He did a little bit more than what he said that he was going to do. And comes Laura. "Can I read you a page from my reading book?" she asked. "No, Laura," said Mrs. Lawrence. "Go on, all of you, off downstairs." "Will you let Lester play his tune?" said Laura. "I heard you. You like him better than me. It's not fun." "Oh, don't be silly, Laura," said Mrs. Larch. "Go on, then. Just one page." Laura read. She read 4.5 pages of Little Red Riding Hood. Can you imagine? When is Mrs. Larch going to get that peaceful bath that she wanted to have? Well, in comes the little one with a trunk full of toys. "For you," he beamed, flinging them all into the bathwater. "Thank you, dear," said Mrs. Large weakly. "Can I read the cartoons in the paper?" asked Laura. "Can I have the cake?" asked Lester. "Can I get in with you?" asked the little one. Mrs. Large groaned. "I wonder what's going to happen with that peaceful bathtub." Well, in the end, they all got in. The little one was in such a hurry that he forgot to take off his pajamas. Uh-oh. Mrs. Large got out. She dried herself, put on her bathrobe, and headed for the door. "Where are you going now, Mom?" asked Laura. "To the kitchen," said Mrs. Large. "Why?" asked Lester. "Because I want 5 minutes peace from all of you," said Mrs. Large. "That's why?" Well, off she went downstairs, where she had 3 minutes and 45 seconds of peace before they all came to join her. They're marching up to Mom. Well, boys and girls, that's the end. And that was the end of Mom's peace. Almost made 5 minutes peace. That was so fun. I wonder if you boys and girls do that to your mommy when she's trying to get some rest or when she's trying to take a bath. Heidi, does that ever happen to you?
No, my mommy locks her door. She won't let me come in, but I try.
Oh, boys and girls, does that ever happen to you? Do you do something like what Heidi does, lock the door? Oh, my goodness, that's what the mommy's doing just to get peace? Well, we have so much in store for you, and we're so glad that you're here with us. And, of course, we have our special guest, Heidi. And Heidi has so much fun during the summer. And, Heidi, again, what was the favorite thing that you like about summer?
I like that I can ride my bike all day long, and then I play roller skates. I use my roller skates with my best friend Stacy down the street, and then we could go swimming all day long, and I could just stay in the water and play and swim.
Oh, I know that's something that a lot of you like to do, too. And some of you have skateboards, but when you also have a skateboard and you're riding your bike, what's the most important thing that you need to do?
Mommy always says, safety first.
And I bet you have that special helmet. What color is your helmet?
Mine is pink to match my bike.
Oh, there goes the doggy. He's always doing that. Papa always wants to be heard. Do you have a dog, boys and girls, out there? I bet you do. Do you have a dog?
No, I don't have a dog. I just have a little parrot.
Oh, wow. Does the parrot talk?
No, I try to teach it, but he won't talk to me.
Hmm.
He just blows whistles.
Oh, that's something. Well, boys and girls, we know it's summertime, and I want to play you some summer songs. So we're going to be listening to a summer song very shortly. Are you getting ready? Do you have those PJs on yet? I don't know if you have them on. We saw a lot of boys and girls. We even saw a little girl today with a tutu on. Did you see her?
Yeah, I did. It was pink and very, very pretty. I love tutus. I sometimes wear them myself. And I like to wear with my sparkly tennis shoes.
Well, you know what? We are celebrating, boys and girls. We're celebrating summer. And we have this great little song by Summer, Where Do We Begin? And this is by somebody who you know, boys and girls. Here we go.
In your t-shirt, shoes, and jeans, rolling down a grassy hill. Yeah, that's what summer means to me. It's true, there's so much more to do. The days are longer, the nights are shorter, the sun is shining,
it's noticeably warmer.
Summer, every single moment is worth its weight in gold. Garden hoses trying to beat the heat. Summer, bicycles and roller skates and even just their feet. It's also surfing tidal waves, creating an robot to locate and break the time frame. Finding a double back, painting a continent, driving our
kids to insane. Oh wait, maybe we're going too fast.
Summer is crickets and cicadas and a glass of lemonade. Summer is sitting with your brother in the backyard under the shade of a big tree. That's what it means to me. The days are longer, the nights are shorter, the sun is shining,
it's noticeably warmer.
It's summer, every single moment is worth its weight in gold. Summer is like the world's best story and it's waiting to be told. It's ice cream cones and cherry soda dripping down your chin. It's summer, and where do we begin? It's summer, man, where do we begin?
On silent wings, the powerful bird swoops down upon the bat. These 50 birds who were there, Stella Luna quickly clambered from the nest and hung out of sight below it. She listened to the babble of the three birds. What was that? She flapped. I don't know, but it's hanging by its feet, chirped Flitter.
Tiff and Mama.
Tiff, Tiff. Many, many times that day, Mama Bird flew away, always returning with food for her babies. Stella Luna was terribly hungry, but not for the crawling things Mama Bird brought. Finally, though, the little bat could bear it no longer. She climbed into the nest, closed her eyes, and opened her mouth. And dropped a big green grasshopper. Stella Luna learned to be like the birds. She stayed awake all day and slept at night. She ate bugs even though they tasted awful. Her bath was where quickly disappearing, except for one thing. Stella Luna still liked to sleep hanging by her feet. Once, when Mama was away, the curious baby birds decided to try it too. When Mama Bird came home, she saw eight tiny feet ripping the edge of the nest. She cried, Get back up in here this instant. You're going to fall and break your neck. The birds clambered back into the nest, but Mama Bird stopped Stella Luna. You are teaching my children to do bad things. I will not let you back into this nest unless you promise to obey all the rules of this promise. She ate bugs without making faces. She slept in the nest at night. She didn't hang by her feet. Stella Luna behaved as a good bird should do. All the babies grew quickly. Soon the nest became very crowded. Mama Bird told them it was time to learn to fly. One by one, Tiff, Flitter, Flap, and Stella Luna jumped from tent. The wings work. I'm just like them, thought that Stella Luna. I can fly too. Tiff, Flitter, and Flap landed gracefully on a branch. Stella Luna tried to do the same. How embarrassing! I will fly all day, Stella Luna told herself. Then no one will see how clumsy I am. The next day, Tiff, Flatter, Flap, and Stella Luna went flying far from home. They flew for hours, exercising their new wings. The sun is setting, warned Flitter. I better go home or we will get lost in the dark, said Flap. But Stella Luna had flown far away and was nowhere to be seen. The three anxious birds went home without her. All alone, Stella Luna flew and flew until her wings ached and she dropped into a tree. I promised not to hang by my feet, Stella Luna sighed. So she hung by her thumbs and soon fell asleep. She didn't hear the soft sound of wings coming near. Hey, a loud voice says, what are you hanging upside down? Stella Luna's eyes opened wide. She saw a most peculiar face. I'm not upside down, you are, Stella Luna said. Aw, you're back. That's hanging by the feet. You are hanging by your thumb, so that makes you upside down, the creature says. I'm a bat. I'm hanging by my feet. That makes me right side up. Stella Luna was confused. Mama Bird told me I was upside down, so I was wrong. Wrong for a bird, maybe, but not for a bat. More bats gathered around to see the strange young bat who behaved like a bird. Stella Luna told them her story. You ate bugs? That is what? You slept at night? How very strange, they all murmured. Darkness. Come with us. Stella Luna was afraid. but she let go of the tree and dropped into the deep blue sky. Then a woman could see. She felt as though rays of light shone from her eyes. She was able to see everything in her path. Soon as the bat found the mango tree, and Stella ate as much of the food as she could hold. "I'll never eat another bug as long as I live," cheered Stella Luna as she stuffed herself full. "I must tell Pip, Flitter, and Fox." The next day, Stella Luna went to visit the birds. "Come with me and meet my bat family," said Stella Luna. "Okay, let's go," agreed Pip. "They hang by their feet and they fly at night and they eat the best food in the world," Stella Luna explained to the birds on the way. As the birds flew along the path, Flap said, "I feel upside down here." So the birds hung by their feet. "Wait until dark," Stella Luna said excitedly. "We will fly at night." The night came, Stella Luna flew away. Pip, Flitter, and Flap leaped from the tree to follow her. "I can't see a thing," yelled Pip. "Neither can I," howled Flitter. "Eesh!" shrieked Flap. "They're going to crash," grasped Stella Luna. "I must rescue them." Stella Luna swooped about, grabbing her friends in the air. She lifted them to a tree, and the birds crashed at a branch. Stella Luna hugged from the limb above them. "We're safe," said Stella Luna. Then she sighed. "I wish you could see in the dark, too." "We wish you could land on our feet," Flitter replied. Pip and Flap nodded. They preached in silence for a long time. "How can we be so different and feel so much alike?" mused Flitter. "And how can we feel so different and be so much alike?" wondered Pip. "I think this is quite a mystery," Flap chirped. "I agree," said Stella Luna, "but we're friends, and that's a fact." The end.
Oh, that was so wonderful. And I have some people who think that that was really good, too. They were going, I think that a lot of us are like, we think that we're different, but we really aren't. They love that story of the bat. It made them feel that they're not different. So Heidi did it for us, didn't she, boys and girls? And that is why the children here in Carson cheered. What did you think of that story, Heidi?
I like that story. It talks about the bat being friends. And I like how Stella Luna helped her friends so they couldn't see.
And I know that that's what's going to happen with you, boys and girls, even if you're not in school, but you might see some kids playing with you on the playground. It might even be your cousins, or it might even be your little brother, or little sister, or big cousin, or whatever. They're there to help you and have fun. And also, it's so good to be able to have those parents, because they're there for you too. And they help just like in the bat story. I have a special poem that I would love to be able to share with you boys and girls and also share with Heidi. I wonder if Heidi would like to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read this story, a poem, and then we'll let Heidi read one about planting flowers, because that's exactly what we see, so many beautiful flowers. But let's talk about our parents. Now, this story was by Gwendolyn Brooks. It's a poem, which means it's very, very short. Now, Ante is the name of the poem. "I had a dream last night. I dreamed I had to pick a mother out." Can you believe that, boys and girls? And Heidi, can you believe that you could pick your mother out? "And I had to choose a father, too." Almost like going to the store. "At first, I wondered what to do. There were so many there, it seemed short and tall and thin and stout. But just before I sprang awake, I know what parents I would take. And this surprised and made me glad. They were the ones I already had."
Can I read one?
Oh, yes, you can.
Mine is called Tommy. I picked the seed into the grass and said, I'll watch it grow. I watered it and cared for it as well as I could know. One day I walked in my backyard and, oh, what did I see? My seed had popped itself right out without consulting me. Hey, that's funny.
That is. And I have a story for that, too, in talking about planting seeds, because you know what was that's so different? And you see this every time. Plant something really early, you put it in the ground, and it's just a seed, just like you and me. And then you water it, you take care of it, just like your parents do. And guess what happens? Each week it grows and grows and shows itself so much, so eventually it becomes a beautiful flower, which is what we see right now. Now, this book is called Planting a Rainbow by Lois Edler. And maybe our special guest might read a page while I read a page. In the fall, we buy some bulbs and plant them in the ground.
We order seeds from catalogs and wait all winter long.
For spring to warm the soil and sprout the bulbs.
Then it's time to go to the garden center and select some seedlings.
Well, that's so much fun to do. We sow the seeds and set out the plants and soil. And it grows. We have some red flowers and orange flowers. Those are poppies. And some yellow blooms. Oh, can you imagine daisies and daffodils? We grow something green. Sounds like vegetables or ferns. And some blue flowers. Did you know, boys and girls, that the flowers are blue? What's the sky? Well, morning glory.
And some purple flowers, too.
Oh, that's like irises and violets and pansies.
All summer long, we take them and bring them home.
Ooh, they must look beautiful when we finish.
And when summer is over, we know we can grow our rainbow again next year.
It's just like when you go back to school, you are going to grow some inches, and your teacher may not even know who you are. They'll go, what did you eat? Because you've grown so much. And summer, boys and girls, how can we do summer when we don't even go on a road trip? Now, do you know what a road trip is, boys and girls? Ever gone on a road trip? Think about it. What do you do in order to go on a road trip? Do you use roller skates when you go on a road trip, Heidi?
My mommy brings lots of snacks for me to eat.
And I bet you, boys and girls, not only do you have lots of snacks to eat, but if your brother or sister has to go with you, oh my goodness. But it's so much fun, don't you think?
Yeah, it's so. She makes me share my snacks, but it's okay.
Isn't she wonderful, boys and girls? She shares. Oh, there's our clock. It's letting us know it's getting that time to go to bed.
boys and girls. Going on a road trip is so much fun because you get a chance to see it. And you can do stopping, get out the car, and be able to smell the roses or see the corn or just be able to know what is actually there. And you can take your time on a road trip. Here we go. Now, this is a song that was sung by Dana Banana, and it's called This Must Be Where We're Going.
Okay, kids, hop in the car. Here we go. This must be where we're going because this is where we are. This must be where we're going because this is where we are. Guided by a voice or map or maybe by a star. This must be where we're going because this is where we are. If you don't stop right now. Good. How many times do I have to tell you what is your problem? Stop! Finally.
Silence. Boys and girls, I know that doesn't happen to you, that you keep asking so many questions. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And the daddy had to make a song up that this must be where we're going because this is where we are. Road trips can be so much fun. You're able to get to know your brother and sister, mommy and daddy, and if you bring Papa along, your dog with you, you will know everybody by the time you get there. So we have another little book because this is summertime and we can't wait to be able to get back tomorrow to get back in the pool and go swimming and have so much fun. And some of you have your wings on right now, but I bet you by the end of the summer, if not in a couple of weeks, you'll be swimming without the wings. But if you do have the wings, it's okay because it's still so much fun in the water. Well, here's a book called, and it has a funny, funny title. It's called John Archibald, Boom, Tick a Rock. And, of course, it's about a little mouse. I know that you haven't seen any of those, but maybe you saw it on a cartoon show. Well, let's start going because it soon will be time for us all to go to bed because some of us are getting so sleepy tired. And here we go. The mouse stepped out of his little mouse hole to see what was left in the cereal bowl. He looked this way and peeked, squeaked that. He said, no sign of Max the cat. I spy the birthday cake on the old buffet. The cat's asleep. Oh,
play. Let's dance and party and rock and roll. Bring out the good china dishes and the big punch bowl. Tiptoe, tiptoe, rickety rock. Let's sneak away from the kitchen clock. Lion's asleep. That's hour number one. Now over. Chance to have some fun. I'm with you, said number two. My left foot's dancing and my right foot's shoe. Everybody's rocking around the room. Boom, tick a rock, that's a boom. Sounds like fun. Not, no, not for me, said number three. I don't want lions coming after me. Let's go more, said number four. We're going to boogie-woogie across the dining room floor. Six alive, cried number five. He'll be churning up a storm in the old beehive. Fickle stick, said number six. We'll throw by the tail in the pancake mix. Book a tick-a-rong, tick-a-rock, tick-a-boom. Everybody rock around the room. Now, boys and girls, sometimes when you don't know that anyone's there, you have so much courage. My engine's revving, said number seven, put the cat in the way of the old buffet. He fell asleep on the Queen Anne chair, dreaming of mighty hope to scare. Ooh. No time to wait, said number eight, climbing over the lion before it's too late. And jitterbugging over to the birthday cake. Hands on my hips, said number nine. We're gonna bunny hop to the Congo line. That birthday cake is mine, all mine. Fast as you can, said number ten. Let's electric slide through the lion's den. I'm Big Daddy, Dancing Daddy, double digit team. Lions can't catch me, and I'll say it again. Come with me, Cousin 11. We'll walk by maps into midnight heaven. Everybody rock around the room. Boom, tick a rock, tick a rock, tick a boom. Big hand, little hand, straight up, 12 o'clock. It's midnight, tiptoe, rickety rock, counting our way around the kitchen clock. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Woo! 1, 2, 3 o'clock. 4, slipping of crumbs on the kitchen floor. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8. Mice feet dancing on the good china plate. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12. Now the mouse is swinging on the dinner bell. The clock struck 12. Oh no, oh dear. The midnight mouse is pulling Max's ear. The midnight mouse number 12, brave and brass, start to yell, let's jump off with the lion's tail. Kitty, eat lion, Max. Listen to him purr. Cut the cake. Put icing on his whiskers and fur. Griff, gruff, growl. Lion awake, said number one. Everybody listen to me. Everybody run. He's looking for us in the goldfish bowl. We just slipped through the donut hole. Let's all tangle, do the same dangle, tippity-toe, tippity-toe, rickety-rock, sock hop back to the kitchen clock, zing and a zing and a boomerang. Tomorrow can't begin till every hour is home and every number's tucked in. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4, hurry up, open up the cuckoo clock door. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8, midnight, bedtime, way too late. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12. Scurry, hurry, quick hair, Max Bell. Ding-a-ling, dong, sing a good night song. With a whisper, everybody walk around the room. Boom, tickety-rock, tickety rock, tickety boom. Every 1 hour is home. Every number tucked in. The last stroke of 12. Now tomorrow can begin. Ding-a-ling dong, hear Max's bell. He's calling at the clock because it's midnight and all is well. The end. Boys and girls, I'm so glad that you joined us this summer day. And for the children in the East Coast, they've already gone to sleep. And the West Coast children, they're going there too. And it's so hard to stay awake, seeing your eyes are getting heavier and heavier. And you join Aunt Jo's Bedtime Stories with our special guest, Heidi. She is with us today, and we're talking about the summer fun. But boys and girls, you know that when this time comes, we would like to be able to celebrate those times. And thank you so much for joining us. So boys and girls, I know you're trying to fight it, and it's so hard when your mouth won't close and your eyes are trying to close. It's so hard to do. And I know you're counting to two because you don't want to go to bed right now because you're not ready to go to sleep. I still see you. Still trying to keep those eyes awake. And we have a song that Jennifer Holliday would like to share with you for when you're trying to stay awake. I'm sure it won't get you. It will not make you want to go to sleep because it's not time for you to go to bed because you don't want to go to bed. Yes, it's hard to keep awake when you're trying not to, it's hard to go to sleep when you're trying to keep awake. And it's one of those favorite times from Kareem Bailey Ray when mommy sees your eyes falling off to sleep.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same.
Thank you once again for
just
joining
like
us.
A song in my heart. Just yeah, like just, oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue. Do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything. I wonder. tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in love talk. Now I understand. Yeah, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hand.
Thank you for being our bedtime friend.
I'm the sweet.